Two recent surveys show a majority of American Jews are critical of Israeli policies, including its settlement activities on occupied Palestinian land. A survey by the Jewish Council for Public Affairs shows some 80% of American rabbis favor a freeze on Israeli settlement construction in the West Bank. The same number of rabbis also say they avoid expressing their real stance on Israel and its conflict with Palestinians out of fear. In another survey by the Pew Research Center, a majority of American Jews criticize Israeli authorities for their insincerity when it comes to making peace with the Palestinians. A majority of respondents also say they continued settlement activities hurt Israel's own security. The survey found young American Jews even more critical of Israeli policies. Only a quarter of them approved of the performance of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Well, joining us now from New York is Rabbi Yisrael David Weiss. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Rabbi. Now, I would like to get your opinion on why there is so much disconnect between American Jews and Israel.
Well, with the help of the Almighty, we've been crying this message since the ratification of the State of Israel in the UN over 60 years ago. We've stated, firstly, the State of Israel is clearly in against the teachings of the Torah. It is forbidden for the Jewish people to have a state. Even if it wouldn't have affected any other people, the Palestinian people. And of course, the Torah, the teachings of the Judaism, which is religion subservience to God, forbids us to steal and to kill. So in every facet, the State of Israel is illegitimate, flies in the face of what Judaism is, and the rabbis universally and the adherents to Judaism have opposed the existence of the state and all the actions that emanate from the state. Our hearts cry for the suffering of Palestinians, and we are frustrated and humiliated by what is being portrayed in the name of the Jewish people worldwide, in the name of our religion that they've hijacked and stolen, our symbols, that they're saying that this is the will of Judaism and the will of Jewish people. Finally, thank God, the world is becoming aware that Jewish people around the world, true to the Torah, we do not accept in any manner this, our false representatives called the State of Israel and Zionism. So what is being shown now is simply something that has been the fact for since the Jewish people have existed, and of course since the ratification of the state, that we oppose the existence of the state, we oppose what they're doing to the Palestinians and the repercussions around the world and how they're vilifying Iran.
These right, now, Rabbi, let me just interrupt you there. How disturbing do you find this part of the poll, that a lot of rabbis say that they avoid expressing their real stance on Israel and its conflict with Palestinians out of fear?
Well, I can tell you personally from my personal experience. First of all, in the Holy Land of Palestine, my colleagues, since the day that they decided to create a state, the Jews have been standing and protesting. We're never violent, we're never militant, and now my colleagues have been oppressed, beaten, murdered, as you can see on our site, NKUSA and the links. But you can find, here, I'll just show you one picture. You see that Jews are constantly being murdered and beaten and arrested. Now, that is in the occupied land. But around the world, when we demonstrate, we are constantly threatened, and any Jew who dares to speak up against Zionism is constantly under both the threat physically and in many other ways. They put pressure people whose jobs, when we demonstrate large demonstrations, we're always under a tremendous fear of what the Zionists will do. Thank God our leading rabbis have always urged us and pushed us on to stand up and say, no, this
is not the word of God. Okay, I'm going to have to stop you there. I'm afraid time's gotten the better of us. That was Rabbi Yisrael David Weiss joining us from New York via Skype. Rabbi, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV, as always.